Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support.
Wolfram Syndrome vs. Type 1 Diabetes by Lynette Lecoq. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Lynette Lecoq educates on the difference between Wolfram syndrome and type 1 diabetes. There are two common types of diabetes that most people are aware of, type 1 and type 2. Type 1 is an autoimmune disease, and type 2 is due to a combination of insulin resistance and a decrease in production of insulin in the pancreas. However, there are other forms of diabetes, such as Wolfram syndrome, also known as DIDMOAD. This acronym stands for diabetes insipidus, diabetes mellitus, optic atrophy, and deafness, because those symptoms occur with the progression of the disease. Wolfram syndrome is a rare genetic condition that often goes misdiagnosed, because most doctors have never seen a patient with Wolfram syndrome. The incidence is only 1 in 500,000 to a million. This disease is due to a genetic mutation of the WFS1 gene that helps cells maintain normal function. Symptoms do not develop at the same time. In the beginning of the disease process, Wolfram syndrome may look like type 1 diabetes because the symptoms are so similar. Most symptoms start in childhood to early adulthood and get progressively worse. Unfortunately, people with this illness have a decreased life expectancy due to complications that develop in early adulthood. The main symptoms of Wolfram syndrome are diabetes insipidus, excessive thirst and urination due to a kidney condition different from diabetes mellitus. Diabetes mellitus, high blood glucose due to a lack of insulin like type 1 diabetes. Optic atrophy, atrophy of the optic nerve leading to vision loss. And deafness, progressive hearing loss. How is it linked to diabetes insipidus? One of the first symptoms to develop is diabetes mellitus, resulting in a misdiagnosis of type 1 diabetes. The main reason for this is because the symptomology is so similar. Just like with type 1 diabetes, you will require insulin injections to control your blood glucose. Symptoms will also often include tiredness, weight loss, polyuria, excessive urine production, and thirst. If left unmanaged, the high glucose levels could lead to diabetic ketoacidosis, just like in type 1 diabetes. Other progressive symptoms of Wolfram syndrome. While diabetes mellitus is often the first sign, Wolfram syndrome involves other health issues that appear over time. Diabetes insipidus. This is not due to a lack of insulin, as in diabetes mellitus, but by an imbalanced hormone that affects how the kidneys excrete water. People with diabetes insipidus may consume copious amounts of water and urinate large volumes of diluted urine. Optic atrophy. Children may start having visual difficulties, namely color and clarity. Unfortunately, this can lead to partial or full blindness. Hearing loss. It can lead to progressive hearing loss, which may require hearing aids or cochlear implants to be able to hear. Neurological problems. The brain and nervous system can be affected, leading to difficulties with balance, coordination, mood changes, or even memory loss. Other complications. Few may develop bladder difficulties, breathing problems, depression, or anxiety. How is Wolfram syndrome diagnosed? Diagnosis usually includes the following: medical history and symptoms, diabetes in childhood plus early problems with vision and hearing, eye examinations, checking for damage to the optic nerve, hearing tests, measuring the degree of hearing loss, MRI scans, looking for abnormalities in the brain, and genetic testing. The best way to confirm Wolfram syndrome is by identifying an abnormal WFS1 gene. Is there a cure? Unfortunately, there is currently no cure for Wolfram syndrome. Treatment focuses on managing the symptoms to maintain a decent quality of life. This usually requires different specialists in caring for a person diagnosed with Wolfram syndrome: endocrinologists for diabetes management, ophthalmologists for vision care, audiologists for hearing support, neurologists for brain and nerve issues, and psychologists or psychiatrists for emotional support. What does Wolfram syndrome teach us about diabetes? Although Wolfram syndrome starts off with symptoms like diabetes, it is not the same. This syndrome is an exceedingly rare genetic form that shows us just how complex the body is. For families with young children diagnosed with type 1 diabetes that are having other unusual symptoms affecting their sight and hearing, knowing the difference can help find the right diagnosis and treatment for their child. Even though there is no cure, early diagnosis and management of symptoms can improve their quality of life. Our hope is that researchers studying Wolfram syndrome may also find ways to treat other forms of diabetes in the process.